Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Margaret, an appeals court rejecting President Trump's case to shield documents from that House committee looking into the January 6th attack. This is surely headed to the Supreme Court now. Does President Trump stand a better chance at the Supreme Court?
Well, certainly this will drag it out, maybe delay things as we go into the races in 2022 and 2024. But it is not clear how the court would rule in terms of the conversation around executive privilege and what he could continue to try to claim under that provision, even though he's no longer in office. But what is interesting at this point is that his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who now is refusing to work with the committee, had already handed over documents to that committee. So he's rejecting in-person conversations, but had handed over documents in regard to President Trump and the events of that day. So whether or not the former president himself participates, that doesn't remove him from the scrutiny of this committee and potentially of other investigatory bodies.
Yeah, you can only imagine what those papers show. I'm glad you mentioned Mark Meadows. Some of the documents he's released shows the options they were considering, you know, delaying the counting of electoral votes, mm-hmm. going so far as to declare a national security emergency. Again, one of these moments where you almost wouldn't believe it. 10 years ago, you would be like, there's no way this happens in the United States of America. And these documents reveal how close we were to something like this happening.
It is stunning to read these court documents and to actually see in black and white the arguments being made and the fact that there was action behind them, even though these arguments were deeply, deeply flawed on so many levels and completely based on the false premise and misinformation around the election, but that there were people mobilizing behind it. It is kind of hard to bend your mind around that the former leader of one of our two main political parties and the commander-in-chief was encouraging this and the overthrow essentially of our government. Obviously, it wasn't successful. Obviously, they weren't well equipped to actually carry out what they'd been deluded into believing when those people stormed the Capitol, violently destroying materials, threatening the lives of people, including the former vice president. And while many of those who actually were physically there are being prosecuted by the Department of Justice, the question of this committee in Congress is just how broad does the blame go for those who stoked it, for those who fed it, for those who potentially gave aid here in the form of paying for buses yep. to bring people to the Capitol and doing other things there. So that's really something that we will be continuing to watch.
President Trump's influence over the current Congress still evident. The debt ceiling avoidance plan passes, but not by much. And the Times pointing out that this kind of deal in the past would be applauded. Instead, a growing number of Republicans seem to be willing to throw away conventions. They're ready to, you know, allow the U.S. to default rather than support anything from the Biden administration.
Well, we should be on a track now to avoid that default based on what's happening in Congress. As one writer I was reading this morning put it, the Republicans took a hostage they weren't willing to shoot. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, said Democrats are going to have to go their own way on this because he didn't like how Democrats treated Republicans in a recent showdown on the Hill over another matter. So if Democrats are going it alone, they have crafted a kind of vehicle, without getting into the weeds, that will allow them to do that, to avoid that December 15th deadline that the Treasury Secretary said was looming. So it appears that this will go forward because even the Republican leader, while he was annoyed at the politics of it all, wouldn't want to risk that, he made clear.
Margaret, coming up on Face the Nation Sunday, what do you have?
We'll be talking about all the big pressures on the president right now, including this expected report this morning that is to show U.S. inflation likely hitting a nearly 40-year high in November. So as people head out to the holidays to do their holiday shopping, I'm sure they're keenly aware of that. COVID continuing to threaten the path of the economy, the path of our politics, with Delta infection spiking here in the Northeast, in New England as well. And we will be tracking the latest with that with Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former FDA commissioner.
We'll be watching as always. Margaret, enjoyed our conversation. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.